What is up, everyone? This is Seb Talks. You're listening to Sebastian Garcia. And right now, what I'm going to be doing is number one, getting back on that train, that podcasting train that I hopped off for the last 6 months, actually. It's been quite a while ever since I posted a podcast. There has been a lot of things that have happened in my life and a lot of I guess you could call new business ventures. A lot of new things that I've been trying out, and I kind of just had to move away from podcasting for a bit. But now I'm back. I will be doing podcasts every single week. And more than anything, what I want this podcast to be is just a place for me to be able to share things that are happening in my life. I want to be able to find my own voice. I want to be able to truly get to understand who Sebastian is through the process of podcasting. Now, I don't know if this makes much sense for you know, those of you who are listening, but I think at this stage of my life, I'm 23 years old, and my biggest question is, who am I and what do I want to do? You know, like, those are the two questions that always come to mind, and I feel like who am I is something that I'm starting to figure out more and more, you know, starting to figure out like what my strengths and my weaknesses are, what I enjoy doing, what I don't enjoy doing, just understanding who my true self is. And then what do I want to do? I mean, this is the biggest question I've had ever since I graduated high school, you know? And I wonder if, you know, any of you guys out there have felt the same way, but for myself, I just feel like there's so many things I want to do, and I will start on a new project or new task. And then once I keep going, you know, like maybe a couple months go by and I realize that's not what I want to do. So, you know, I'm always hard on myself, and I always, you know, I'm very hard on myself, and I tell myself, like, you know, you're a quitter, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. But I also need to understand that I need to go through this process, and that not everyone figures out exactly what they want to be, you know, since they're 5 years old. People go through these stages of just trial and error. But I think with what I'm doing right now, I feel happy. I feel like this is something that fits me. And at this point, what I need to do is just keep going. So, like I said, I'm going to be back on anchor.fm. I'm going to be doing podcasts on different platforms. And more than anything, I'm going to be sharing my journey through business, through entrepreneurship, through figuring out exactly what it is that I want to do. And I'll also be doing some interviews with people that I meet. I think I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of great people that have influenced my life, and I feel like they have a lot of great value that they could share with me. So I'll be doing some interviews in the future. But for now, I just want to get back on this, let you guys know where I am right now. It is, let's see, today is July 1st, 2019, and I want to make sure that I document my journey, and I want to make sure that I can listen to this podcast or this, you know, this really just like a voice recording of my present right now, listening to it in 10, 20, 30 years and seeing how far I've come. Okay. So, in the next few minutes, I'm going to be talking about what has happened in the first half of 2019 and what I'm looking forward to in the second half of 2019. All right, so now to get you guys all caught up on what has happened in Sebastian's life in 2019, I'll start off by mentioning this has been probably the hardest year I've ever had in my life, and I truly, truly mean this in a positive way. I think I've had a year of a lot of challenges and a lot of trials, but I have absolutely loved it, and I'm super grateful that I'm in the position where I am right now. So, as you guys all know, or if you don't know, I work a full-time job as a social media manager. I am in charge of a team of four people. I am in charge of content creation. I'm in charge of the vision of the team. I'm in charge of the management of the team, and I'm in charge of the data of the team. I kind of do it all when it comes to social media. And it's really, really, really fun job. And it's a job that has helped me grow a lot in the last few years. But I've always wanted to make more money, and I've always wanted to have an extraordinary life. And so what I've done, or what I started doing this year, at the beginning of the year, is I think it was December 22nd or 23rd, I joined a financial marketing company or financial marketing firm. And what this means is breaking it down to its main core, I was selling life insurance. Okay. So if you guys aren't familiar with life insurance, I mean, maybe a lot of people that I'm talking to in this podcast haven't really looked into life insurance. I think it's absolutely amazing, and I think everyone should have life insurance, but not just the typical, term policies that you see out there, where if you die in 20 years, in the next 20 years, and your family gets, $500,000, $1 million, but it's more of an investment that you have to make in your life, a long-term investment with, through life insurance. And so, what I did is I joined this company. I joined because it had to do with the financial industry, which is something that I wanted to get into. I joined because I wanted to make more money, and there was definitely a lot of promises on how much money you could make in this industry. So I also joined because I wanted, or I was looking for a mentor, and I found a person that I truly admired, and I felt like this person had the lifestyle that I, not necessarily the lifestyle, but the work ethic that I was looking for. And so because of that, I joined this company. And I think when I first started, I was super excited, and I was really doing everything that I could to make things happen. I mean, to be honest, I could say that I was working a second full-time job. I feel confident, and I feel good about saying that. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because it definitely it was a very hard time. I would have to drive, it was like 45 minutes north of where I live, every night after work around 6 p.m. I would drive 45 minutes north to this office up in Clearfield, Utah. I would be there for a couple hours. I would train on different concepts. I would study for my test. I would make phone calls with people that could potentially be interested in life insurance. And I would leave the office around 12, and get home around 12:45, do a couple more things, and then go to bed at 1:30, wake up the next day early in the morning and do it again. And so I was working a lot, and I was, it was something that I decided I wanted to do. I wanted to give this a try, and I said, I'm gonna work hard, I'm gonna bust my ass, and I'm gonna focus on this for the next 3 months. And if in 3 months I'm not at a place where I feel comfortable with continuing this, then this is something that I don't want to do. And so, and it wasn't necessarily like, in 3 months I need to be a millionaire or else I'm not gonna keep doing this, but I wanted to be at a different stage or a different spot to where I was, before. And so it was definitely hard. It was a challenging time with Carly, with my wife, because she had to give up a lot, and she had to sacrifice a lot. She would be home by herself every single day, like every single day. I'm talking Saturdays and Sundays, I would be gone. because I was working so much. And she was awesome. She was super supportive. And I went through this stage. I learned so much about the financial industry. I learned so much about life insurance, and I'm so happy that I went through that. Like I would never ever want to take that back. But it was definitely something where I just couldn't see myself. I didn't think that the sacrifices I was making was worth the reward, right? So I didn't think the sacrifices I was making were worth the reward. And what I mean by that is I looked, I think for the first few months I just kind of put my head down and worked, and I would bust my ass. I would this business had a lot of it's very similar to the multi-level marketing industry in the sense of there's two aspects of the business. You can recruit people into your business and you can train them and get them out on the field, and then whenever they purchase or they make a sale, you get commission off of it. Or there's just the product side of it where you sell, in my case it was life insurance, and you would be able to make commissions off of that, right? So right now, as a social media manager, I work in a multi-level marketing industry. And then this job was also, it had very, very similar aspects of the multi-level marketing industry as well. So I went through that. I recruited like a team of, I think, 25 people in the span of like 2 or 3 months. So I was doing well, but definitely didn't see money coming in. And I'm not gonna sit here and say that was because of the industry. I truly believe in the industry, and I believe people can make lots and lots of money. I just feel like I didn't set up my team the right way. I wasn't looking for the right people. I just didn't do what I was supposed to be doing, and that's okay. That was a learning experience for me. But just to kind of close off the first half of the year, I did this for a few months. I think it was at Yeah, it was 5 months. It was 4 months. I did this for 4 months, like full 4 months, and I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. And I think, like I said, I didn't want to make the sacrifices of being away from Carly so much. I didn't want to build a business where I had to recruit people, for me to make money. And again, this is nothing like against multi-level marketing. I don't want my business to be that way. But I definitely want to help others that want to do that. And what I've decided, or what I've realized, is that I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy interacting with people. I enjoy working with a team. I enjoy helping others build themselves up. I enjoy learning new things. I enjoy making money. So I enjoy a lot of different things. And I think now, going into the second half of this year, my biggest thing is I want to figure out who Sebastian is. That's my number one thing. I want to figure out who I am. I want to figure out what it is that I want to do. I want to figure out what my true strengths and my true weaknesses are. Because once I do this, I will have a much clearer picture of where I want to be. So I hope this gives you a better idea of where I was, where or sorry, where I've been in the first half of 2019. But I also hope it gives you a good idea of, or more than anything, just like I hope you realize that whether you're 15 or you're 21 years old or you're 31 years old or you're 45 years old, like I think every single person is going through their own journey, and the worst thing you can do is compare yourself to others, right? So look inside first and see if you can truly understand who you are. I feel like that's my number one goal right now, is once I understand who I am, that will lead to many other answers that I'm seeking for. So With that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this short podcast. I will be jumping on much more frequently from this point on. I also recommend you guys follow me on social media, especially Instagram at BastianG06. That's BastianG06, to keep up with some Instagram lives that I'll be doing, some posts that I'll be doing, and just overall to follow my journey and connect with me in the future. Okay. Thank you guys so much. If you have any questions, please feel free to message me. And otherwise, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. And one more thing before my wife jumps on and listens to this podcast and kills me. The biggest thing that has happened to me this year, and the biggest blessing, the biggest joy that has happened to me this year, I got to marry my best friend, Carly. And that happened in May of this year, of 2019. It was an awesome time. We had an amazing wedding. We traveled to Europe for a honeymoon for a week and a half. And after that, we came back so motivated to, you know, get back on track and to really build a lifestyle that we've always dreamed of, but we haven't really worked for. And so it has been super fun to do that with my wife and to, you know, live together and work together and just build that lifestyle and build that work ethic that's going to get us to the next level. So I just wanted to mention that. And okay, now that's it.